evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 19th March 2021. Top stories for today. The prosecution today rested its case after presenting hundreds of documents and calling in a total of 99 witnesses to testify in court in Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi's case. The trial against the former Deputy Prime Minister, which involved 12 cases of breach of trust, 8 bribery and 27 money laundering cases, lasted for 53 days. Upon closing the case, the Kuala Lumpur High Court fixed May 28 for both the prosecution and the defence to file in their written submissions and June 11 for both sides to file in replies to the written submissions. Meanwhile, the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, MACC, says Ahmad Zahid had not produced any evidence to back his claims of having donated to Yayasan Akal Budi, a charitable foundation where he was a trustee. Tan Sri Anwar Musa says any dismissal of an individual from the UMNO Supreme Working Council, MKT, must go through the meeting of the MKT itself. The party's former Secretary-General stressed that the action of UMNO President Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, who announced the impending sacking of the two UMNO leaders without due process, was unwise. On the international front, Britain will slow its vaccine rollout next month due to a supply crunch caused by a delay in a shipment of millions of AstraZeneca shots from India and the need to test a large batch, but it expects a first delivery of Moderna vaccines in coming weeks. Meanwhile, the French government says there is no reason for France to reject the AstraZeneca Oxford University COVID-19 vaccine. Gabriel Attal says France is due to resume use of the vaccine today, a day after the European Union's drug watchdog said it was convinced that the shot's benefits outweigh any risk. India's coronavirus infections surged to more than a three-month high within the last 24 hours. Led by a record daily increase of more than 39,000 new cases, mostly from the state of Maharashtra. The country's number of new deaths rose by 154 to more than 159,000. The country's number of new deaths rose by 154 to more than 159,000. Authorities have adopted fresh curbs to restrain the spread of the disease. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.